To shed light on how the green economy can possibly ignite jobs, he's program manager at Productive Cities, a division of the South African Cities Network, Khomotso Tolamo. Mr. Lwamo, good evening and thank you so much for your time.
Hi, Benito. Thank you so much for having me this evening.
That's an absolute pleasure. So last week, the president spoke of deep structural problems in our economy, the need to, quote, to enable businesses to grow and create jobs alongside expanded public employment and social protection, close quote. So does this imply that, greater partnerships are required, Khomotso?
I think it definitely does speak to that because in and of itself, no particular, I think, sphere of government or business sector is able to create large-scale employment outside of, I mean, the private sector is very much not able to create large-scale employment without government creating an enabling ecosystem. Mm. And government is also not able to realize the type of job targets that it has put forward without creating an environment where SMEs and the private sector at large are able to actually function and operate optimally. So partnerships are definitely at the center of this agenda.
And speaking about those partnerships, how do you see, for example, the business sector working alongside programs like Productive Cities?
Well, just also by way of background, the South African Cities Network, that's the Productive Cities program exists in, is a network of cities, so some of the biggest cities across South Africa. And with the South African Cities Network, we largely exist as a platform to exchange information, experiences, and best practices on urban development among city practitioners and society at large. And with this, we do this through research and knowledge sharing and peer-to-peer learning. So in that respect, we offer to the private sector, the business sector, and society as a whole, largely market intelligence, specifically around economic growth. And as SACN, our contribution to this conversation is advocating for economies that are more inclusive. That means ensuring that how do we facilitate or support facilitation of economic growth where the most marginalized and individuals that are deprived of opportunity are able to meaningfully participate and benefit from economic growth, as well as we also advocate for economic growth that's also sustainable. So the green economy agenda is something that's also very important for us. So as I mentioned, we work with cities. So in our ability to undertake rigorous research, share information, and offer platforms for peer-to-peer learning, we're able to offer to the private sector very rigorous market intelligence and the ability to be able to engage with cities that are continuously learning, continuously innovating, and continuously driving towards some of driving towards more inclusive and sustainable economies.
Khomotso Tolamo, Program Manager at Productive Cities, which is a division of the South African Cities Network. Khomotso, what is your perspective then on how the green economy can play a role in creating jobs and addressing unemployment?
So I think just also leveraging on one of the first points we raised about just our stance on economic growth having to be something that supports also or deliberately integrates people who have not had the opportunity to participate in the economy is, first of all, by considering how will individuals who haven't had access to opportunity be able to be integrated. So how will we make sure that individuals are not left behind as we transition to greener jobs? And this could be through initiatives like skills development. The example I always give is that I'm from Emalahleni, and the way our whole ecosystem is designed in Emalahleni, that from high school level, from the education ecosystem, is also targeted at developing a labor force that's able to participate in the coal sector. So skills development is a critical part of ensuring that individuals are able to benefit from jobs that may arise from the green economy. So I think as we transition into this, or as this becomes increasingly topical, some of the considerations that we might need to put forward as different industries are deliberating how they can be greener is also adding to the conversation is how will you ensure that individuals will not be left behind? How will we factor in skilling and reskilling to ensure that individuals are not left behind? Then you have a labor force that's adequately capacitated to be able to participate in this in greener economies, therefore also impacting the unemployment, positively impacting the unemployment crisis.
And I suppose one has to be quite flexible around that in terms of the strategy around, say, skills development, which I presume, Khomotso, is so critical for that just transition, as you described, so that no one gets left behind. I'm just thinking, for example, that in Mpumalanga, you may have a different strategy because the economy revolves a lot around coal as opposed to, say, Gauteng or even here in the Western Cape.
Yeah. Definitely. So it requires, as you said, flexibility, which is why, I mean, it's also a good thing to see that different sectors are also being very specific about the impacts of the requirements to transition on their particular sectors, as well as the particular locations that that each sector is located in. So it is definitely something positive that it's being contextualized and there isn't a blanket approach to all of it. I do think there's opportunity to further deepen the contextualization to actually be able to, for stakeholders that, for example, would be involved in the green transition in the coal sector, for example, in those mining towns, to be able to readily articulate how many people in our labor force will be impacted by this, where do their skills stand at this stage, where do their skills need to be improved, and then again, going back to partnerships, as you mentioned, the TVET colleges in our particular areas, what type of subjects, what type of modules are they training people in, and how could we start then collaboratively working with the education sector to make sure that as modules are being designed, they also start articulating or adding to some of the skills requirements that would be needed for this transition.
Do you think that these kind of developments when embracing the green economy should be accelerated, not to such an extent that there are major holes in some of the strategies, but just in terms of one way of possibly supporting our energy mix as well, because we can't really wait or afford the time to wait for that to be stabilized and dependable. We have to go out there and provide solutions for it.
Yeah, that's definitely true. That's definitely true. And I guess it's a sensitive balancing act for all that are involved, because in the same breath, we also have the challenge of individuals not being employed, individuals who are underemployed, not making enough to make to actually survive and support their households. So we unlike other countries and particularly Western countries that may be transitioning, we have the dual challenge of ensuring that the speed with which we transition also doesn't adversely impact the livelihoods of individuals who are dependent on these sectors, and also deliberately integrates people who are job seekers within these towns that will be impacted. So it's a sensitive balancing act, and I think it's something that requires quite serious consideration so that it doesn't result in a case where, you know, we have sectors that are completely green, that are completely environmentally friendly, but a large, more and more people being left out and more and more people not being able to support themselves and being able to meet the aspirations that they have for themselves.
Yeah, as you point out, it is delicate and, dare I say, also politically volatile. Possibly, lastly, Khamotso, just in trying to maintain that balance, what role do you think expanded public works programs can play?
That's really great, and it touches on, you know, I think public employment programs as a whole, and not just the expanded public works program. I think you'll notice in this corner, the president also mentioned some social employment programs. So I think the role that public employment programs have broadened is that they have an opportunity, being that they are work opportunities, they have they're well placed to introduce individuals into sectors, and it's because it's a temporary work opportunity, it's able to provide individuals with on the job training in inverted commas, as well as be able to those that are also connected with some sort of skills development training that is certified, then individuals are able to also work out of these public employment programs with both work experience as well as some sort of certification. So definitely I think one of the greatest roles is that it offers a launch pad, and the fact that it's directly, that they're directly targeted at disadvantaged individuals, is that this launch, they could offer a launch pad specifically for disadvantaged individuals into the green economy. And we already see some interesting case studies where cities, and City of Cape Town being one of them, introducing unemployed individuals to the green economy sector through EPWP projects. So definitely as a launch pad, I think there is great opportunity for public employment programs to be leveraged.
Certainly encouraging. What are the views of the trade unions, not only about the potential of the green economy, but how this transition can be just?
A hot potato.
I'm sure.
It's a hot potato, and I think necessarily so when you consider that, I mean, one of the primary objectives of trade unions is to protect workers and ensure that jobs are not lost, you know. So definitely necessarily so a hot potato. But I think trade unions are asking questions that need to be asked, and it's important that they continue asking these questions, because we know we can't afford any more job losses as a country. So and we know that it's important to have different voices offering critical engagement to ensure that that individuals in the coal sector, for example, are cognizant that, you know what, if we don't actually ensure that people remain employed, then we will have issues with trade unions. So I think they do definitely serve a necessary role in ensuring that the jobs that need to be protected are protected. I think it's important to ensure their voice remains represented in these conversations.
Khamotso Tolamo, Program Manager at Productive Cities. Productive Cities is a division of the South African Cities Network. We'll leave it there for this evening, Khamotso, but certainly appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Thank you so much, Janice. Have a good evening.
Beter musiek en meer daarvan. Smile 90.4 FM.